KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. Saturday morning, once again, in the new year. I told you we'd see you on the other side, and here we are. Say hello, Stacy.
Good morning, Laguna.
And my very special guest this morning, Daniel.
Hi, good morning.
So we got lots to get to. We'll be right back. Shortened version, I might add, but it rings a sensitive nerve with me. So this morning I've got some news before we get to our fabulous guest, Daniel. And Daniel was here. He's the first repeat guest. How about that, Daniel?
Yay!
So we must be doing something right if they're still coming back.
You know, but I was expecting like a parade or the moon.
The limo
fell short.
The limo transmission failed this morning. I'm sorry.
And we hit all the stoplights red. There you go.
So, you know, he had to bicycle in.
I did.
So, he was here on the 14th, and we're glad to have him back. He's going to bring us up to date on what's been happening in his world, some projects he's been working on. And one topic of discussion we're going to have, hopefully at length, to touch on something I feel is very important, and that is PHG, post-holiday gloom. And it's a natural occurrence, I think. Mm-hmm. So we'll touch on that with Daniel. But before we get to that, I got to give a recognition to our sponsor. Mike Johnson has the Mike Johnson Group now with Compass Real Estate. So he's changed, companies and moved on to a bigger company with got 70 years of combined experience in Laguna Beach real estate and with sales of more than 100 million transacted just last year. So let's give a shout out to Mike Johnson. We love you. Thank you for sponsoring the show, keeping us alive, keeping us valid, keeping us on the air. And then beyond that, let's go over the schedule. Next week, we have Sarah Kasman from Shanti on the 13th. And on the 20th, there's a big, I guess, blowout party.
Correct.
A 30-year in the coming.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
And well-deserved.
Well-deserved. So we're going to talk to Sarah, and she'll reflect on her career with Shanti and what it's meant to her and what she hopes for the future as she steps away and on to other things. So that should be fun. That's next week. And the following week after that, we're going to have Love and Romance. That's on the 20th. And so we bring together, because, you know, we got to get ready for Valentine's Day.
What was that?
It's love is love. They can't see it, Stacy.
I know, but
she's making a heart.
I do it for you, and then I made a circle. Like, that's remedial. Sorry.
She's trying, very trying.
It's early.
Then the following week, we're getting back to our Independent Art Council, which we're setting up a Facebook page for. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will grow and prosper. How do they say in Star Trek? Go forth and prosper.
I don't know. Live long and prosper.
Oh, live long and prosper.
I'm not a Trek.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
My boyfriend. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
So that's the schedule for the rest of the month. And we're going to repeat every month the Love and Romance because it is a vital part of anyone's life, I think. And repeat the art council, because for Laguna Beach, I think it's vital that we that we do what we can to make and continue to make Laguna Beach a wonderful place to live and be a part of.
Perfect.
Then we have, I should mention that every Wednesday now in Dana Point, it's Lux has the Rainbow Wednesday. And I have to say, rainbow being my mantra, right?
Absolutely.
Or our mantra, Stacey.
Well, that's yours, and I'm tagging along. I'm in there.
No, you're very much a part. So they do that every Wednesday, and I have approached them about doing a grand Valentine's party on February 14th.
Great idea.
Which is Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, yes.
And maybe a prefix menu.
Would that be nice? Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a great. I'm so happy there.
And
that's a wonderful place.
Well, I've got a word out to Cindy, the manager there. So we'll see what we can put together for everyone.
All right.
It's a work in process, hopefully.
Work in progress.
Progress, yes. And, yeah, thank you.
That's the only one I know. I had to
do that. So that's important to know. Also, Coast Inn and the Boom is having a party on the 19th. Now, might wonder what that's all about. What's the party about? Well, Coast Inn is still working hard to get city's approval to restore the building to actually to a grandeur better than it was when it was first built.
Nice.
Keeping the architecture and the integrity of the building and supporting the culture that made that building such a part of the community.
Right.
Which is huge. They've also offered to make a plaque to recognize the LGBTQ community for the club.
Yay, that is nice.
And they're paying for it, which...
That's better.
Yeah, yeah. Mrs. Dornan and Mr. Dornan both told me that personally. So
that's wonderful.
I've got to believe that that's going to happen here. We just need to come up with what we want to say.
Okay.
So I think at the next Heritage meeting with Chris Tibbett and the group that we have kind of put together, maybe we can come up with something for the Dornans. But back to the 19th, this party is to encourage people to come. There'll be free food and free entertainment. You do need to pre-register or you won't be included. So you do need to RSVP.
Okay.
That's the only catch. And what it is for is to garner support for the 25th, which is for City Hall, the City Council, mm-hmm. with their plans to renovate it. I will offer at this point an opinion about it, as I have before, but I think when anyone, a private business, wants to restore and maintain the integrity and culture of a community, it's very expensive. And the community likes that, and they want it. There are some concessions, but at the same time, it needs to be a viable to make a return. It doesn't need to be a fantastic return, but it needs to have some kind of return. So I feel like there's got to be a happy, warm spot in there somewhere,
right,
where the community gets the restoration of the building and it's beautiful, but the developer, the owners, also have an opportunity to recoup their investment in a good way, and therefore we all live long and prosper.
That's wonderful, though.
And it's kind of finding that center point. I think they've been before several planning committee meetings, and they've come up with all sorts of plans, and I think this one on the 25th is very important to move it forward. It may not move forward as is, and they'll probably back off and look at it once again as the process often goes on, but I think for an awareness in the community, that's what this party is all about, mm-hmm. and a chance for everyone to share. They're going to have food and live entertainment that's a band. I don't know what the band is. Mm-hmm. But so it should be fun, and I will keep everyone alerted to that.
Good, now, because I'm going to segue, because we'll need to know where we can RSVP.
Yes, I do, and yeah. I think I'm going to be certain that is part of the works. Monday I'm having a meeting with actually Mrs. Dornan.
Okay.
And we're going to sort these things out. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it should be fun and exciting.
Sounds
exciting.
But,
so some good news. And speaking of, if you have news and you want it on the Rainbow Radio, all you have to do is let me know. Okay. And if you also know of a business that we want to feature, we haven't featured one for quite a while, and I do have a couple in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. But please pass it along. Go to rainbow-radio.com and leave a message. And if you also want to nominate a community leader such as Daniel, mm-hmm. that we could have on the show and maybe discuss with what projects they have under hand and where they're headed and their thoughts and all sorts of wonderful things. So I asked Daniel as a courtesy to him if there was a song he liked, and he says 80s, and then he pressed a little harder. He came up with the Cranberries.
I do.
So this is to you, Daniel.
Thank you.
It's all about you, Daniel.
Yay.
So here we go with the Cranberries. We'll be right back. We are KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio, and this is Rainbow Radio. This is Craig. Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's a little foggy, but we're going to get past it. Has anyone paid notice to what's happening across the eastern seaboard?
Oh. All the...
Well, that's so that's so us.
Yeah.
They're freezing their...
Oh,
Petula's off.
They can't even... They're so frozen, they can't even... dig themselves out. I feel terrible for them.
Oh, sure, Stacey. You couldn't remember, but you feel terrible.
I didn't know what you were talking about. I'm thinking, other than they're buried in snow, that's all I know.
Oh, they
You know, I didn't want to make a fool of
Power's
myself.
Power's out and 60-mile-an-hour freezing winds.
Oh, yeah. Wind chill factors, 45 below?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah, we think it's cold. Actually, it was 42 degrees here this last month.
I know.
Sometime in December.
We're babies.
I know. We're terrible.
If it gets 60, we have on parkas. Those people would be in their bikinis at 60.
So, Daniel, when you were here last, let's start there, because you had some projects you were talking about, and your podcast that you were very pleased with, and some things that were partly under. Can you review what was going on at that time when you were first here?
Let's see, October.
October 14th, actually.
We were just launching our production company.
Okay.
So Little Mexican Productions is official.
Okay. It's a Little Mexico?
LILMESICAN.
It's
a play on Little Mexican.
Okay.
But
is it gay-themed, gay-oriented?
There's definitely...
it's inclusive.
Yes. Our main goal is to do... Our motto there is create, educate, inform. So we're creating new type of shows. We are informing people on health issues, on how to live better, on how to put their lives together, which is the name of my podcast, Put It Together. And then we want to just make people better. We want to invite
That was the
people.
Third component you spoke of. There were three things.
Yeah. So create,
I remember.
Educate, inform. And we launched on the night of the eclipse, August.
Oh, yes.
August. Was it August? No. November or something.
It was
somewhere like that. But anyway, we launched a show called Zodiacs and Candles, which is a spiritual show. We do, it's an hour-long show on Facebook Live. And we do horoscopes for the lunar season, so it's every 2 weeks. And we read cards on air, and we do readings.
Is it fair to say that the Hispanic culture embraces the astrological component much greater than perhaps in the United States?
Well, Zodiacs and Candles is in English, and we've had a pretty good welcome. We're on episode 9. Which will air the 16th of this month. We're back from our winter hiatus.
Okay.
So let me just say for the listeners that maybe didn't catch your show the first time and they're tuning in now and they're going, who is this Daniel guy? Why is he on there? You know?
I invited
him back because Daniel has an undying energy to make the world a better place.
Yes, he does.
Yes. And thank you. For that, he needs to be praised, and he does it without much recognition. He does it on his own time and his own dime, and it's all about making the world a better place. And who shouldn't be on the show that doesn't do that? I mean, really.
Right. Yeah. Nice.
So he has several projects, and he gets so excited about them. It may be a bit confusing to.
We can go back then. Going back 5 years ago, I started a podcast called Put It Together. Put It Together started as mostly me telling my story. At the time, I was 12 years AIDS survivor. I survived sexual abuse as a child. I was outed when I was 17. Recovering alcoholic and drug addict. And I wanted to tell people how I was putting my life back together and inviting guests to the show to kind of share our stories and compare notes and not one up each other, but how are you doing it? How are you putting it together? What can I learn from you?
Right.
So the Put It Together podcast has been on the air now for 5 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm almost at 200 episodes. I took time off because, on Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May, go figure, of 2015.
I know what that is.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. I'm a real Mexican. I was diagnosed with anal cancer. So I took some time off during that year and a half. But I did do video blogs to...
That wasn't going to stop you. Huh?
No. The day I was diagnosed, I started my video blog to tell people about cancer. And I wanted to do it in an honest way. So there are some videos where I'm blubbering and there's boogies everywhere and I'm slobbering and I hate the world. And there's a couple of videos where I'm just like, I'm ready to not wake up tomorrow. And
Wow.
And then I'm also, I have an ostomy. I have a colostomy. I had complications. So the day of my surgery, I think like 2 hours later after my surgery, I was already on my video camera, on my phone, doing a video and telling people. And you, if you see the video, you can see where I press the medication button.
Yeah.
And I just get this wave of pleasure.
Oh,
no. Because the medication's kicking in. So everything I've ever done is...
transparent.
Yeah, it's just like, I think that if you're not vulnerable enough, especially, and that's for me, my personal story is I need to be vulnerable to show people that you can be vulnerable and still survive and be strong.
I think a lot of people protect themselves and hide within their own boundaries that they set up.
And then over the last, over those 5 years, I did two other podcasts. So I had three on the air at one time, an all HIV show, which did 32 episodes. And a Spanish show, which did 35, I believe. But I stopped those when I got sick. And then...
So your efforts... tell me about your audience. Who do you feel your audience is mostly, Daniel?
Messed up people are my audience. Yeah. And which kind of covers...
Bring me your huddled, messed up masses, huh?
Which is like 99% of the world.
No, not quite.
I think my audience... because my shows vary, there's not one particular. I've done everything from addictions to health issues to single fathers to divorce. I've interviewed children. I've interviewed
a regular smorgasbord.
Yeah, authors, actors, directors. If my theory is anybody over the age of 15 is trying to put their life together. You might have...
I'm trying to hold mine together.
Yeah, so in fact, I've been after you to be a guest on my show, and we'll have to do this in this year. But Sarah Kasman, which you'll have on the show, we've been friends for several years. She was a guest on my show. My audience and my guest are anybody who is still trying to figure it out. And yeah, raise your hand.
Yeah,
if
like
you're,
who isn't still trying to figure it out? Yeah.
And
really?
And my story keeps growing. I'm an actor. I'm an activist. I'm an advocate. I just finished my 3-year run as chair of the Laguna Beach HIV Advisory Committee. So we're gonna get a new chair this year. I'm a host. I'm an author. I've been published now. There's all these things, and I'm still trying to figure out who I want to be when I grow up.
Right when you grow up, yeah.
And I've lived in Laguna now 9 years. And
I think you may have a cathartic moment one day, Daniel, and say, "I am me. I'm not looking. I am me."
and that's where that's what the show is. So I invite people. It's on iTunes, and you can find me on Facebook and all that. All this, but. Put It Together podcast is...
Was the start.
Yeah.
Put It Together.
And it's just, if you are out there and you have a story, and I believe everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Once they sit down, we share a couple of tacos and a soda. And we're
I got in my notes. I got a note that Daniel will work for tacos.
He works for tacos.
Say, on that note of putting it together, there is a song that I want to feature and play now, and it's by Enya, not necessarily... gay, but I love the words, and the words is called Pilgrim. How you journey on the road you choose to find why the winds die and where the stories go. All days come from one day, that much we must know. You cannot change what's over, but only where you go. So the words on it, I've always loved the words on this Enya song. And it's very thoughtful, and it is about our path as we all take in life. So here we go.
Pilgrim, how you journey on the road you choose to find out why the winds die and where the storm. All days come from one day, that much you must. change what's over, but only where you go. One way leads to diamonds, one way leads to gold, another leads you.
Pilgrims, in a way,
I think our journeys. I think we're born and we're on this journey of finding ourselves and our partners and our tribe and the secrets to life and the mysteries. And we get sick and we get older and we get hurt and we stop and we fall, but then we get up again. Well, not everybody. There's some people that don't make it, but.
Right.
But that's part of their journey, and that's how far they need to go. But we're here, and we still need to find out where we're going.
And we need to learn, I think, from their journeys.
Yeah.
Don't make it.
Share the journey. Yeah.
Share the journey. I get that.
before we get on the updates of Daniel, and he's eager because I think he has some exciting news, you said?
Yeah. No, there he has a lot of projects coming up.
So. But before we do that, let's touch on a subject that's sometimes difficult, but I think needs to be talked about. And I gave it an acronym called PHG, post-holiday gloom. And, you know, we've gone all on this emotional ride with the holidays and have this wonderful times and celebrating and friends. And then the first of the year hits, you know, and all of a sudden reality does a check, an inventory. And sometimes you don't like the inventory, and it's stressful. And after being so close with so many people, I guess there's a sense of a bit of loneliness, maybe.
Loneliness.
Yeah. And you don't want to bother people. You just saw them, but you want someone to talk to. And I know Daniel, in your experience, is there a time of year where you see more people reaching out than others? And is this one of those? I'm curious to know.
Yeah. Particularly, I think, and I'm going to talk about the communities that I know, HIV community, the LGBTQ community. A lot of times, from my experience, being gay, you form your family, you move. Mm-hmm. I'm an import. I'm from Texas, so all my family's back in Texas. So I used to, like this year, we went back to Texas for the holidays, and I come from a pretty big family. There's lots of kids, and everybody's partying. Every day they were there, it's a celebration.
Lots of tacos.
And- oh, lots of tacos. Lots of tacos. Yeah, don't tell my boyfriend because he doesn't like tacos. But, but then you come home and you realize, like, oh, I have to go back to work. Or like, if you're like me, self-employed, mm-hmm. you have to start hitting the pavement again. Yeah. And my mom has Alzheimer's. And she's in the later stages of Alzheimer's. And my dad is starting to get into dementia. So there, for me, there wasn't a connection with my mom when I was there. She's kind of advanced now, mm-hmm. so she doesn't remember who we are. And she has cataracts, so she's a little blind. And
right. Oh, my.
So coming back, yeah, no, I mean, I'm a real Mexican novela. Like, Telemundo, she just call me, and I'll write the story. but I don't think my story is unique. I think it's just... One of many. And I think a lot of us have that you come back and your tribe here, your group, your support group, everybody has to go back to work. Everybody's back to their own things.
Yeah.
And you don't have anybody to share these moments with and go, you know, I feel a little crappy because my mom didn't recognize me or...
So I think we look at other people often and we compare those people to ourselves. That's human nature. Sure. And I think often on the surface... you're envious a bit. I am. I thought, well, why do they have it so good? Why do they? You question. I don't make it my goal to judge or my goal, but you question yourself. And I think everyone does to some degree. I remember an experience. I was at Panera Bread in Costa Mesa, where there's a Starbucks nearby, and I'd gotten a Starbucks. And it was one of those moods after a long week, and I just wanted to be by myself. I just wanted to sit down on this bench and not be bothered by anyone. And while I'm sitting there, this woman comes up, beautiful blonde hair, beautiful face, very attractive in her mid-20s or 30s. And she had the stylish bicycle. She had the stylish shoes. Everything about her spoke to me. Oh, here is another Orange County queen, you know. Here is, I'm not up for this. And, of course, there's no place for her to sit but right next to me. So I've already judged her. I'm sure she drives a big black SUV and she, you know, does yoga and all the sometimes we equate with
Pilates.
Yeah, Pilates. Yes. Yeah. And so she sits down and she has a coffee and she starts to talk to me and I'm friendly. I mean, I would never deny anyone a conversation. And shocking, isn't that?
Yeah, that kills me.
Anyway, so as I find out, she wanted to tell her story, how she had just battled cancer and won.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And this was her first outing, and what a beautiful day it was. But before I know it, I'm going, thank you for sharing that. It was a lesson for me, and I think someone sent me that lesson, Daniel.
Yeah.
I think it came from somewhere. I needed it.
Daniel sent it to you.
I did.
Maybe
I
was like,
he lady, sent you a warm fuzzy. Wake up.
Lady, go him right there.
Exactly.
But we live in the social media stage where if you go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, people are posting all their beautiful pictures.
I bought a new coat. I bought a new car.
And we,
aren't I fabulous? I had a makeover.
And we are fabulous. I mean, let's just look at this room. It oozes fabulousness.
Yes, it does.
But we're so, and I think we talked about it a little bit earlier. We're so scared of being vulnerable and saying, I don't feel good. I am not in a good spot. And in fact, I did that like two nights ago. It was like 2:45 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. And I just felt sad. I was just blue. And I posted on Facebook, like, can't sleep. It's 2:45. I'm in this depression mode. Nothing sounds good. I feel lousy.
Yeah.
And people were very encouraging. Some people private messaged me and said, you know what, I'm feeling, that's why I had the idea, like, oh, we're all going through this post-holiday gloom.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we lost a little bit of ourselves with social media. And I'm a hypocrite because I'm a social media junkie. But we lost ourselves a little bit. We don't know how to be honest.
That's going to segue into my commentary today, which I'll do into a little bit about social media and how it's affected us. Because it has had a profound effect, lot more than what I think we realize.
Yeah.
But so it's post-holiday blues is what I call it. And I think no one is exempt from it.
No.
And the difference is a lot of people don't acknowledge it or share it. They hold it in, unlike Daniel.
I'm an oversharer.
And I found myself this last week telling some close friends that I was, a little stressed out was my response to it. I was very stressed out. And I think we all have our foibles and our... I remember, I'm going to tell another story, but I remember a bad incident where a person was put in a stretcher and carried off by the police department, and it was a terrible, terrible afternoon. There was blood, and it was, and I happened to be part of it in that I tried to intervene with some friends and try and resolve it, but it didn't happen, and ended very badly, and they took the person off to the hospital. And while I'm standing there watching the ambulance, this little frail lady, could be anyone's little shriveling grandmother, mm-hmm. came up and she put this little hand on my arm and grabbed it with all her strength. And I'm standing there, and she says, "Is everyone okay?" And she looked me in the eye, and I thought, I got emotional. I said, "Yeah, everything's..." And she says, "Just remember, the human spirit is delicate. Mm-hmm. It's not always strong." And I go, "Oh, no, that's all right. It's okay to be fragile," is what she was telling me, because it was a difficult afternoon. And I turned around and said something to someone. I turned around to, and she was gone. I said, "Did you see that lady?" "What lady?" And I was like, "Oh, my gosh." There was another message.
That's another message.
But don't sometimes you have to have your eyes open to see him and hear him, Daniel?
For those that don't know, I work spiritual work. I do spiritual work. I do card readings. I do Reiki. So there's a lot of meditation. There's a lot of connecting. There's a lot of faith and hope that things are there.
Yeah.
I think we get messages all the time. I honestly believe that somebody just now, right before you started the story, turned on the radio and heard you say that and go, "Whoa, that just happened to me," and they probably blew it off and said, "Oh, it was some old lady." But I think that it's very possible that we get messages all the time. We just
and sometimes and sometimes it's very helpful to acknowledge them and do our best to understand them.
If you're a mom, if you're a spouse, if you've had a blackout, drunk, and all of a sudden in your blackout you see something, there's somebody there. I honestly believe it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to segue and throw my 2 cents in, of course.
Of course.
I think, and yes, everyone, I think, has from the hype of the holidays. There is obviously the bell curve, and you're at the bottom now. But I think when you talk about vulnerability, talking about your vulnerability, let's get that word out, all of the syllables, Stacey, vulnerability, I think that's very endearing, and it allows you, when you're a witness to it, to be compassionate. I think it brings out the human side of people, because we're not all what we wear and what we drive and what watch we have on and, what jewelry or whatever. I think we're humans and we are all innately compassionate, and we're losing it. I think we need to come back to what makes us who we really
are. Share our vulnerability
on some
level.
Yeah, our vulnerability. I think it makes you human and a tad bit endearing and compassionate.
Right. We've been taught to... we've learned in life's experience that, I don't want to be vulnerable. I want to protect myself because I don't want to get hurt. And perhaps quite the opposite is the more you put it out there, the more it diffuses the opportunity to someone to really hurt you,
Right.
And then we're all in this microscope. Everybody has a phone now. Everybody has a camera, a video. We're all in. I think we look for somebody to break down, because that allows us to not have to do it. We can live through that person and go, "Okay, good. Stacey just broke down.
She just was an 8-spot.
I don't have to. Like, okay, good. Like, I can just live through her. And anytime I need a little breakdown, I'll watch the video and I'll be okay.
Right.
I mean, how many times do you feel lousy and you go for a puppy video, or you want to know? You're so upset and mad that you download something where somebody else thinks like you, and you're like, "Yeah,
right.
I don't have to say it now because there's that video."
They said it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting so close to my commentary.
Okay.
See how we work?
No, you guys have set it up beautifully because I want to talk about social media. So this is Craig Cooley of Rainbow Radio 93.5 FM. Wow.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one in Laguna Beach. And so my commentary today, my opinion, mm-hmm. is about social media and the human nature and the human spirit. So it's easy with social media to make comparisons of yourself, and it's easy with social media to feel that in this world there's a ton of really ugly things, mm-hmm. and really ugly things that you can't do much about. And and we look at social media, and there's a couple things that, there's one thing I would really want to say about human nature. I like to believe that the majority of the people are good people on this earth.
I think we are.
And but we sometimes look at things and you start to become the cynic and you start to feel that there's tons of things wrong and you're helpless to do anything about any of them.
Right.
And that goes hand in hand with the gloom. And when you, I think the Serenity Prayer has helped give me the strength to know what I can change and that I can't, and to be wiser for it, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things we can't change, and they can be very disheartening. So I have been, I like you guys, look at Facebook and particularly Daniel, and I see all these videos that people post that are about certain things that are going on. But there's always a couple numbers there that I want people to look at. Usually, whether it's a YouTube, say it's a YouTube video that's been out there for 2 or 3 weeks, it always shows the number of visits. So if you take a YouTube video that is positive and good, and you see it's got 25 million views, and you look at another YouTube video, and it's not positive and good, and it's kind of ugly, and it's talking about less than pleasant things, and you've got so few views. It is a measure to me that by far the good things we see on the internet, the good things we see have the highest number of views, which speaks to me to say that perhaps humanity is not lost in this world. Mm-mm. Perhaps humanity is strong and powerful, and the good far outweigh the bad. Whether it's rescuing a person in a Chicago home that is destitute or an animal in Montana that's trapped in the ice, you know, we all feel good about those things. And that's is a testament to me about our human nature, that by far, we are honorable and caring as a culture. And I think, unfortunately, too often we become to the opinion that we're not. We need to fortify that attitude. We need to believe that there's a world of good people out there, and the get the word out that the world's a great place, you know, in a lot of ways, and recognize the goodness and the good things that have happened in our world is a very powerful thing to do. That's my commentary. That's you're nice. I'm open to discussion.
You know, I'm just going to throw mine in. I'm not much of the social media.
Yeah.
Only because I wasn't. When you're in HR, you're not really on social media because you can be judged or given a job or taken away from your actions on social media. So I'm not a social media person. But here's my wish, just once, because we all are spoon fed what we watch on television.
Yes.
And I'm just going to segue. And I know this is just.
Oh, go for it.
But I am dying for someone to get on Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune when they ask you, who do you have in the audience? Or, oh, I'm married to my fabulous husband and my 4 gorgeous children. I just want one person to say, yeah, I'm married. He's lazy. He's on the couch. And I just want him to be real, because not everyone has, like, the perfect family, the little house on the prairie perfect family. And I just want one person to have...
Be honest.
The gumption to get up and say, no, we're not perfect. I can't stand him. He doesn't come home from work. He watches, you know, he's a remote hog.
What would Pat Sajak say?
I don't know, but I just think for once that would be fantastic, because then the world could realize Oh, my God.
Be human.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be human.
We're human.
Well, I think that's why comedy works so well. It's all about being human.
It
and,
is.
And our foibles and laughing at ourselves to a great degree.
Sorry, that was my segue. I'm done.
So I believe in humanity. And with that, we're going to play that song that popped up a little while ago.
Go share.
Oh, share.
We believe. We believe. Don't we believe?
We're there. We're all dancing in the studio now.
Right. All right. Exactly. We do believe in Cher.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yes. Someone was here to say, what they think maybe she's a robot. She just goes
she just keeps going on and on.
At this point, you got to believe that she's a robot. That there's something going on there.
So let's touch on the Daniel Garza here. Mm-hmm. Garza. Garza. That's a Gaza Strip. Garza. Sorry.
I got a continent there.
It's amazing how my mind works.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. he has some things planned for 2018.
Yeah.
And a path he wants to share with us that he's endeavoring to go on.
We're really excited. We're Little Mexican Productions is up now. So we've got some projects that we're working on that we're hoping that maybe people in the community want to be part of our or guest on our shows. We've got a men's show. We'll be launching that later this month.
A what show?
It's a men's show. It doesn't really have a name yet. Here's our belief. Things are changing, obviously, between men and women. The definition of a man is changing. Mm-hmm. The definition of women is changing. And we thank millennials for that. The gender fluidity of things. So, and the acceptance of trans in the community. Mm-hmm. So I believe, and one of the good things that came out of the whole Weinstein thing is that the way men are perceived has changed a little. Mm-hmm. The relationship between men and women is changing. Mm-hmm. So women have to change too. But it starts with me. I'm a male, regardless of my sexuality, of my background, cultural, religious, etc. I'm a man, and I need to know how to have relationships with other men, social relationships. I need to know how to have social relationships with women. Mm-hmm. So our first show that we're launching this year, we'll probably be taping in the next couple of weeks, is having different men from different backgrounds sitting at the table and talking.
So is it going to be like a group panel and people will talk about various topics?
Yeah. So the idea is...
So let me interject here. One thing that comes to mind is that's been being on national TV for the last, 10, 15 years, is The View.
Right. Well,
and that's all the women. So you're going to do the men.
No.
No, oh, not at all like
no,
that.
No, not.
Because no one gets a word in edgewise on
no,
the
No, no, no. Although I love The View and I've been a fan since it started. Our idea is there is no handbook on how to be human. There is no handbook on how to be a man or a woman.
Right.
But we're going to attempt as a group, as men. So our idea is to have me as host and three other gentlemen at the table, regardless of your background. Mm-hmm. And the production will bring up topics and go, maybe we're going to talk about single parents. What is your point of view on single parenting? Stress. How do you handle stress? How do you handle depression? How do you handle work? A lot of people don't like what they do. How do you handle going to work every day and doing a job that you don't like? And slowly and steadily, as a community of men, redefine what a man in 2018 is in a positive way.
Well, I was going to say positive is the key, to me, is a key word there. Understanding what's going on is part of it. I'm espousing my opinions here again, but the greater part of it is what is the response to that. If you understand it, it's like when you understand why someone murdered someone, that doesn't mean that they were right, but you need to have a takeaway that brings some light and understanding and some benefit. So is that fair to say of your group? That's the...
Yeah, that'll be the intention. So every episode we'll have a new group of men sitting with me and talking.
Okay.
So we can start rewriting. We have our homies, we have our bros, mm-hmm. we have our compadres.
a lot of people emulate.
Yeah, but what is it to be a man in this day and age? Whether you are fluid, whether you're trans male, whether you were born male, what does that mean? What do we have to do? And I've always believed that even though I am a single gay man with no children, mm-hmm. younger people are my responsibility. I have a responsibility as a 47-year-old to teach the younger generation what I've learned and how to handle, how I've made it to 47, not unscathed because I've had my problems, but what I've learned, we have a responsibility. And I think as a gay man with no children, sometimes we take a step back and go, they're not my kids.
Right.
What do I care? But they're the next generation, mm-hmm. and we should care. Look what's happened in the last several years. The way work has changed, the way relationships has changed. So we need to teach them. We have a responsibility to teach them some of those core values, that foundation, and then you can do whatever you want with the construction. But we need to relook at the foundation and go, what's wrong with this? What do we need to fix? And what do we need to adjust? Because it's 2018. It's not 1970 when I was born.
Right.
What do we need to change? And that's the idea of the men's group, is to come on the air, have an honest conversation.
And these are all podcasts that you do?
Yes, this will be both podcast. So you can listen to it on Abnormal Entertainment, which is my parent company, who I work for. And then you'll be able to watch it on live on our Facebook
page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other shows that we have for it's Put It Together Podcast Live. So I have the podcast audio, and we're doing the live shows.
Oh.
We did one last year on PrEP, which is the HIV right. prevention medication. Mm-hmm. We did an hour show on that. I've spoken to my colorectal doctor. I've spoken to my mm-hmm. HIV doctor, mental health therapist, and they're all wanting to come on the show and talk about the advances and what we're doing now to help people. So we're looking for people in the community, especially here in Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. If you have a specialty that you are proud of, that right. you're like, hey, I'm a carpenter and I'm very proud of what I do and I want to talk about that.
Right.
Come on the show and share your views, and maybe we have somebody who's interested in learning, and we can find them a mentor. We can find you somebody that you can guide. I think we've lost that connection.
Right.
Like, hey, let's help each other. And I love Laguna. I've been here 9 years. I think we're incredible when it comes to being creative here, mm-hmm. But we're not sharing the information. So we're going to do a share show. This is where we educate.
Cher is going to be there?
Cher, help me happen.
Cher.
She would probably be a guest.
She would probably be.
I contacted her.
If nothing else, I'll get a Cher doll to put on there. But we want to create a show where we bring people who are experienced in whatever field they're in,
right.
and pair them up with somebody who wants to learn. And maybe they can mentor and guide them. And
nice.
I hate to say this, but we are getting close to running out of time. I'm going to remind everyone that next week we have Sarah here.
Yes, I love
on the
Sarah.
13th. And that would be great to tune in on Rainbow Radio 93.5, 935. That's the way.
It gets you every time.
It does. I want to say 93.5, and that's forbidden.
That I know. That is.
KX. Wow. Anyway, Laguna Beach here, and we love our show. We love the people that listen to us. If you want to listen to the show again or tell your friends about it or share it, it will be posted later today on Rainbow-Radio, as it will also be on the radio station's website as a podcast. So it's rainbow-radio.com. And I'm going to ask Daniel, if you send me information about all the programs you've gotten
definitely.
And how to get a hold of you, I want to put that out in a newsletter that I'm putting out about the upcoming shows. And the path we've gone in 2017 and what we hope for 2018. So I'm working on a newsletter for everyone. And if you want to get on the newsletter, go to rainbow-radio.com and sign up with your email address, and we'll make sure that you get all of the posts and all the newsletters. I'm going to just take it to newsletters in the future. Again, if you know someone who you think should be on the show, a businessman or a community leader, please let us know. We love to have them on here, like Daniel. And Stacy and I can beat them up. We do pretty good at that.
Yeah, we are pretty good at that. We're also polite.
Yeah, pretty
politely
much.
Politely beat them up. That's nice.
They tickle.
But you're a big warm fuzzy. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You have been the ups and downs of what you've gone through, but yet you are so positive and so informative. I applaud that.
I appreciate that.
And with that, my replacement is here. I love everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
It's Ida May next, and she's chomping at the bit. Mm-hmm.
Like, move over.
Well, you're so good, it's going to be hard. You guys are starting to sound like NPR.